Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu. Luke 5, verses 1 through 11. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. Here's the question. Why fishermen? Why in the world would Jesus have chosen to be working with these fishermen in Luke's gospel? Why not some other occupation? What's so interesting, if anything, about fishermen? What is it that this passage, Luke 5, verses 1 through 11, might be telling us about our lives today? I wonder what we think of when we ponder fishermen. Do we think of men and women dragging nets in the middle of a calm and placid sea? Do we envision someone lounging on a boat in the middle of a lake, waiting for their line to get a bite? Or do we picture someone involved in a risky, scary, and dramatic lifestyle? Someone who works hard for little reward? Someone who experiences both great joys and losses in their occupation? Someone who might even be risking their life every time they go out into their chosen profession? Fishing, in its commercial context, is something which is far from safe and far from easy. I can't claim that I've ever been a commercial fisherman, but it's something that I've been made to understand that is risky and very difficult. I can't help but wonder if that might not be the message that Jesus is sending to us by saying that we'll be catching people. Why fishermen? We are called to be the fishers of humanity, to bring the world into our nets and into our relationship with our God. However, we are not called to an easy job. Ours is not a job which necessarily brings us grand blessings and rewards. It certainly might, but it might also bring us large amounts of frustration and heartache. We might even be called to lay down our lives while seeking to fulfill our calling. Yes, I do think Jesus might have had a reason for including fishermen in this passage. Thankfully, we're called by the God who made the fish, the sea, the wind, and the waves. We might not have the easiest job in the world, but we have the best boss in all eternity.